it's very clear that as a result of Brexit, that the principles that undermine the Good Friday Agreement and indeed the rights that are contained within the Good Friday Agreement are under attack. People across the north of Ireland who have subscribed to the issue of consent now feel that the issue of consent has been taken from them because 56% of the people in that area voted to remain within the European Union. Yet we know that the British government strategy is to withdraw them without their consent from that union. And we need to see the Irish government stand up for the principles that underpin the Good Friday Agreement. And not only that also, but the fact that the Good Friday Agreement bestows on every person born on the island of Ireland, regardless of whether it's in the north of our island or in the south of our island, east or west, the rights to Irish citizenship, and as a result of that, the rights to European citizenship. And that's why I think there's a very clear message being sent by people right across the north, right across the border corridor, that the Irish government needs to stand up for the national interest, not just of the people of the south, but of the people of the north also.
And what do you think the government can do to make sure that these principles aren't undermined?
Well, just last week, Sinn Féin proposed a motion that got accepted in the Dáil. It had the vast majority. It was despite the fact that Fine Gael didn't want the motion to pass, and indeed Deputy Thomas Pringle joined with them in that case. But it has passed, and the motion now is, and the position of the Dáil is, that the Irish government adopt a negotiating position during the Brexit talks that would see special designated status for the north of Ireland within the European Union. And that is the only way, that is the only outcome that will prevent the disastrous consequences of Brexit in for communities in the north, but also for counties right across the border, when we will see the likes of a hard border being re-erected with trade barriers and trade tariffs, with farmers losing substantial EU funding in terms of their family income, with 87% of income from farmers in the north coming from EU grants, and with a lot of cross-border EU-funded projects, it's now vulnerable. So if the position that has been adopted by the Dáil is the one that's adopted by the government, at least it would see us putting our best case forward during these negotiations.